Hare Krishna. Focus not on just on what lies around, but also on what lies ahead. Suppose we are going on a road, and say we are going on a long journey, and the road is dirty, it's crowded, it's messy all around. If we get caught in that, then we will lose out, we may feel disheartened. Why have I come here? What am I doing here? And if we think that we may have to stay here itself, then we will get more and more into trouble. But if we move onward steadily, thinking that, oh, I can move forward, I can go somewhere else, that's much better. Then ahead, there is a beautiful destination which is awaiting me, which is beckoning me. And that will inspire us, that will enthuse us to move onwards towards that destination. So similarly, in our life journey, often we go through various experiences, some good, some bad. And especially when things around us seem to be very problematic. Oh, this is going wrong. Oh, that is going wrong. Why is this problem? Why is that problem there? So when things around us seem to be crumbling down, at that time, if we just focus on what lies around, we can become disheartened. But if you understand that we are on a journey and we are not going to have to stay there all the time in our life journey, whatever circumstances we face right now, they are not going to be there all the time. They have come, but they are going to go. So when we understand this, then we don't get so caught by what lies around us, because we fix our eyes on what lies ahead. And the Bhagavad Gita tells us that the best way to shift our vision towards what lies ahead and not let it be consumed by what lies around, that is by cultivating spiritual knowledge. Arjuna had to face the prospect of a fratricidal war, a very unpleasant prospect. But Krishna elevated his vision by giving him spiritual knowledge, by helping him understand how Krishna is, how he is a soul. And then, this he tells in 2.13. And 2.14, he explains, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhadaha agamapayino nityas tam stitiksha swabharata. So, matra sparshastu kaunteya, that actually, by the contact of the senses and sense objects, whatever comes about, Kaunteya, O Arjuna, Sheet Ushna Sukha Dukkhadaha, it gives happiness and distress, but this happiness and distress is temporary, it's inevitable and it's temporary. It's like the cycling of seasons. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. When it is hot or when it is cold, it's unavoidable, but it's not going to be there forever. So just as we tolerate the dualities of the seasons, knowing that they are temporary, similarly, we can tolerate happiness and distress knowing that it is temporary. So what lies around us, if we focus on that, if we get obsessed in that, then we miss out on considering what lies ahead. So we focus on what lies ahead and we march steadily towards that destination. And that is what the Bhagavad Gita recommends for all of us to do. Now, while we are moving forward like this in our life, focusing on what lies ahead, for spiritualists, what lies ahead is a supreme auspiciousness. The next verse, 2.15, tells us that Yamhi navyathayante te purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram somritatvaya kalpate. Yamhi navyathayante te, one who is not agitated by samyani navyathayante purusham purusharshabha, that purusha, among the best of verses, Arjuna, samadukha sukham dhiram, one who's equipoised in happiness and distress, somrutatvaya kalpate, so amrutatvaya kalpate, such a person attains immortality. So therefore, the point is that we all need to move steadily onwards towards Krishna and attain Krishna thus. Thus, in this way, we attain immortality. So amrutatvaya kalpate. So that lies ahead for us as spiritual seekers. No matter how difficult, how draining the present seems to be, if you remember that once we realize our spiritual nature, once we start relishing spiritual happiness and absorption with Krishna, then the supreme auspiciousness awaits us. And by keeping eyes fixed on what lies ahead, the supreme auspiciousness, the supreme happiness that lies ahead, we can tolerate and transcend whatever inconveniences and problems we may face in the things around us at present. Thank you. Hare Krishna.